This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is up on Center Stage, the show about the arts and the artists behind their work. The unthinkable has happened in Los Angeles. With a desperate swiftness, Los Angeles has been compromised by fire with a ravenous appetite. I never thought I would see uncontrolled fire threatening Hollywood Boulevard, getting close to Grauman's Chinese Theater, the Magic Castle, the Getty Museum, or to see the destruction of the Will Rogers Historical House. But over the past week, that is exactly what the world has viewed. Thousands of people losing their entire worlds in one moment. Stories of loss, those who refused to leave their homes and animals, and those who stood and fought with hoses and with shovels. I love Los Angeles. I went to school at USC. I adored living by the Pacific Ocean. To this day, I still accept the freeways as a necessary way of life. I have always loved the Hollywood mystique, the specter of the classic film aura still present in the City of Angels, and the gorgeous LA weather that made it so covetable to many. In the 1970s, I worked at a private tennis club in Malibu in order to help put myself through college at USC. I only remember one time when Pacific Coast Highway was closed to the landslides that seemed to be a winter ritual. They were a byproduct after the heavy rains that would frequent the area in January and February. And at that time, when the fires came, which seemed to be controllable during that time in the Malibu area, the landslides were made worse with no brush to hold the soil back after the fires. It seemed to be a dreaded part of life there. The dread has increased over the years, as we have seen, but never did I think that the frequency and severity of fires would increase to what we have witnessed in the past week. I am heartbroken for so many of my friends and colleagues in Los Angeles as I watch helplessly. It is with that sense of raw emotion that I have invited my guest, filmmaker Matt Mickelson, in today to speak about the drama of how Los Angeles will be able to find her confidence once again. And we speak today with solidarity for our Los Angeles friends and colleagues as they face the challenges that another week of high winds brings. And also on offer, we have my wonderful producer and engineer, Bob Small. But Matt, let's start with you. I'm so happy that you're here with me. My heart goes out to all LA residents. Every resident is affected by these fires, from the toxic fumes to the witnessing of the loss of life and entire worlds. All Californians are in mourning, but we are all affected. It is the reality of facing an America that seems to be compromised with tragedy, some sabotage, and lack of natural resources to help us through some challenging times. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a lot to, take in. Yeah, or take down, take in. But the best you could do is just, show your support or myself, friends on Facebook that are out there that are dealing with this. And, you could just say, I hope you get through it. Okay. I mean, there's not much you could do from 3,000 miles away unless,
that's the worst
insurance decides not to, do their job.
So. Well, this whole insurance thing. But I think because Hollywood is so special to you and I, and certainly to everyone in America, in the world.
Yeah.
You know, we look at it as this national treasure. Well, I mean, from the Hollywood sign to everything that's churned out in the city that you and I love. And it almost seems unholy, that the whole place is going up literally in smoke.
Well, besides the Statue of Liberty, it's one of our, biggest amalgams or symbols that represent who we are. So when we say, other countries are, taking in American culture, it's either Hollywood or New York or some, something else in between. But I mean, that's one of the visual staples that come to mind right away when you think, yeah. Oh, I'm moving to America, or I want to be in America, or I want to make it. What's your dream? That whole thing.
Exactly. The dreamers. Yeah. That's absolutely right. The dreamers. And that has been affected. It's trying our souls right now. And when the fires started, we watched and I thought, okay, another LA fire. Malibu is going to go up in flames, of course. I mean, that's been repeatedly the issue.
Yeah.
But when it starts inching into interior part of Los Angeles. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was watching Facebook as people who worked at the Magic Castle were saying, well, desperately, can someone please confirm if the Magic Castle, which is one block from Hollywood Boulevard and the Walk of Fame, can someone please confirm whether it's gone up in smoke? It's another institution. You know, the Getty Museum up on a hill, it's got all these firewalls, but yet it has been damaged. I mean, it's really something. But to come into Palisades, you know, I used to live in Pacific Palisades, and it's close to Santa Monica. So you're really coming into, like, central L.A., you know? But to see Palisades just go up like it did, it was just a fireball that just rolled through the city and took everything. Everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, you know, just the way the place is laid out, it's just sprawl. Someone dumps some concrete, oh, put a neighborhood here. You know, kind of like some places you see in New Jersey or other places around America where there really was no plan. They just expanded for the sake of expanding, and then whoever developed it is gone, you know, and you'll never hear from them again. But the fact that the infrastructure can't keep up with, you know, the sprawl and the development, and, you know, a lot of the infrastructure has gone away, and, you know, then they think they don't need it, and then they stop spending money on it, and then all of a sudden you don't have a thing that stops, you know, something like this. And you, like with the flooding situations around America, you pave everything and then the water's got nowhere to go.
Right.
You're going to have a problem. But nobody thinks about beyond the 2 feet in front of them or their next election. So these things don't happen as often as they should.
Are we just taking too much for granted? I mean, for instance, the fact that there was no water available in the Pacific Palisades to fight the fires is pretty damning.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that, you know, infrastructure-wise, maybe they would have developed a citywide sprinkler system or something, you know, just considering they're right next to the ocean.
But some people have. They've actually trained themselves, and they've learned how to fight this, and they stand out there with their
hoses.
Yeah,
on an individual scale, but on a large infrastructure scale of someone 80 years ago saying, hey, this is a problem, we should fix that, you know, or we should have trains that get everybody around the city. No, we don't need that. You know, we're going to make them drive cars. But, you know, it's just the planning and the political will to actually do something about it. And who knows? This, unfortunately, you know, hopefully this will kickstart something as opposed to just trying to build on top of it. The way it was, that's just going to go up again.
Yeah.
You know,
because I want to come to this with solidarity from all of us here in this room. I mean, we really need to support Los Angeles right now. Apparently, the people I've talked to out there, and they have been many in the recording process, you know, in studios, many in TV and film. And they're talking about the positivity with the people, which I adore. And you know, having lived in Los Angeles, I know that does exist. There is this beautiful community, sense of community, even though it is such a sprawl, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to hear about all this. But what do you do when you see the fire raging outside of your house? And literally, I mean, some of the pictures we've all seen now on the news ad infinitum, you grab your children, you grab your car keys, you go. There's no protocol.
Yeah, you got to grab all the non-replaceables. And hopefully you had prepared something with all your important documents. But that's just a thought in the back of most people's heads until it really, you know, you got 10 minutes to get out. But as long as you got your family and loved ones and you know, people you cannot replace no matter what, you know, that is the most important thing and the best piece of solace that you will have, because you can continue, you could rebuild, you could move, you could do something else. But, you know, if you lose a loved one, that really sticks with you.
And
that you're not going to shake that off.
Well, and let's talk about this rebuilding. I mean, all right, so Pacific Palisades is gone, literally gone. The pictures are just incredible. But the insurance companies now, what are we looking at? I mean, it was bad already with all of our natural disasters. But are these people going to be able to rebuild? And for instance, a lot of people, let's say, who live in the Palisades and Santa Monica and Hollywood area, some of these people have inherited homes down through the generations. They were looking at these homes as their retirement, their main investment, and now they're gone. And this is going to be the case more often than not. We're hearing all about the celebrities all the time. I think it's fantastic, but there is the common Joe out there who is really depending on their home. And what if they can't rebuild? What if the insurance won't kick in? What if this changes the whole footprint of insurance coverage in the United States?
Well, because in the United States, insurance coverage has just basically became a business model of just taking the money and keeping it and not necessarily doling it out to the people that are paying for it, you know. So, but that business model doesn't work when actually things happen. And all of a sudden they can't just sit on the money anymore. And we're seeing that come to roost in a few different places. But something like this is that you have to, you know, show up, you have to pony up because that is your business and that is your job. Don't build another $2 billion building with your name on it. You actually have to pay out to help these people that paid you to be there when something happens. Insurance, that's the idea. You know, so instead of complaining, you just need to pony up and do it.
But isn't it interesting, on both sides of the United States, Florida is experiencing the same situation, you know, with hurricanes and the flooding. And then now look at poor California, who's been so compromised. I mean, the largest fire so far was the Paradise, California fire that killed 85 people.
2018, I think.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was. Now we're looking, as of today, the death toll has reached in the Eaton and Palisades fires 25 people. And unbelievable stories like this 80-year-old woman, Annette Rosilli. She, in her 80s, she's home with her pets. She wants to stay. The fires are still abated, but her home help comes in, tries to take her out. She stays. They found her in her car the next day, dead. And she had all of the right matzah, you know, to stay. Yeah. But it's not going to do any good when these fires are just
The fire doesn't
stretching
care.
Through.
Or the smoke doesn't care. You know, I mean, and a lot of people forget that the smoke is usually what gets you first. You know, the whole not being able to breathe thing.
I think it's been very interesting that Paris Hilton has been so vocal. I've loved what she's had to say. You know, she lost her home, but she's speaking for a lot of people right now. She's setting up donations to help others in the same situation.
That's great.
And I'm finding those who lost the most, we're talking Billy Crystal, Miles Teller and his wife, they lost their home. They're all setting up in donations to help everyone else, which here again is that positivity, which I think is so great. And this Australian child star, Rory Sykes, he was a cerebral palsy victim. In his home, he could not move well. His mother had a broken arm. She could not lift him to get him out of the house. And he said to her, "Please leave. Just leave me." And she did. She couldn't get him out fast enough. It's really something. I mean, we're going to hear these stories now forever. But it's not over, is it? I mean, we've got more
really
winds
hate
coming.
That. It really bugs me that people are going through this. And, you know, I mean, and there's really not a whole much, you know, you could do as an individual besides just offer some assistance to people you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or if there's, you know, possibly a honest, positive fund out there that you could actually donate
and there
to.
Are.
There's a lot.
Get
those.
Your money out there.
The American Red Cross is really working hard there.
And Jamie Lee Curtis and her husband, Christopher Guest, just donated $1 million to the relief. And many, many other stars have committed millions of dollars to our wonderful men who are out there saving lives, who are, you know, our disaster guys, our firefighters.
Yeah. And not just ours. You know, we've got people coming up from Mexico and planes
Canada.
Coming down from Canada.
I've got to say, you know, Matt, did you see that footage of the planes coming in over the Pacific?
That's pretty amazing.
The water.
Yeah.
And then people now are complaining
about
the fact.
Canadians are the best at that at this point. Unfortunately, they have a lot of experience with it.
Of course they do with all their firefighting. But they're complaining about the salt water being dumped because it'll ruin the vegetation for mm-hmm. many years. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think we'll recover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sight of those plants is just so – it's so gripping to
Would
me.
Would you like the salt water on your plants or the fire on your plants? I'm going to go with salt water. Thanks.
Listen, I read a great story, and it really got to me. The Telegraph in London ran this about this brain surgeon in L.A., this Chester Griffiths. He knew about the fires. He raced home to save his Malibu home. He had trained for this moment for years, and he was equipped. He had his hoses, shovels, and he had water cannons. He and his sons, for 4 days and five nights, fought to keep the house standing while others crumbled to ash all around him. You know, they said there were softball-size embers landing, and they were just on it, you know, to take care of it. They were all black, he and his sons, just covered in soot. They did not sleep. And they even had the foresight to aid another house that was down the road that was built out of fire-resistant materials, owned by waste management tycoon David Steiner. It was like a $9 million house. And every once in a while, they would just spray it to make sure that it was okay, but everything else went, right?
Yeah.
But he said in the end, after he saved his own home, and he did, he said, we all need to get to know each other better.
Yeah.
We need to know our neighbors. And I love that. You know, if that's what comes out of this, you know, I mean...
I would hate to live somewhere for 20 years and not know that Steve Gutenberg was my neighbor.
But many do. Many do, especially in Malibu. Yeah. I mean, they're all protecting themselves.
And
you know?
We can't forget, you know, that you think this seems so far away to people on the East Coast. But, hey, September, we had 8 weeks of no rain and Ulster County was on fire. The year before that, Canada was on fire and New York turned orange for a few days. And with our collective, you know, loss of short memory for some reason, you know, we forget these things. So, something like this could actually, you know, happen here. You know, the people in North Carolina who had a hurricane drop, you know, a lake on their mountain town, you know, never thought that could happen there. And there we are, you know, so just.
But could it happen here? I mean, we're pretty well equipped and we're actually kind of safe.
But if the stuff dries out because it doesn't rain for 2 months, the stuff dries out and it catches on fire.
You mean if we're in a Mad Max scenario?
Sure.
And we're really desperate?
Or just it doesn't rain for 2 or 3 months. We're kind of in trouble, you know, I mean.
We've had red flag warnings here.
Yeah.
Just this past
September.
Yeah.
We had red, you know, the kids want to have a fire out back. Nope. Can't do that.
Wow.
And people flicking their cigarettes out their window. You know, you can't have that either, you know.
Well, the people of Los Angeles are still left with toxic air and poisoned water, of which now they're saying they must boil everything before they drink it. I talked to a few people in the entertainment world out there. They have absconded to Portland, Oregon.
Mm.
And they plan to be there for a month. It's a smart move.
Yeah, if you can.
If you can. Absolutely. If you can't, you're sitting on your property in the ashes still trying to find something you can take away, you know, to remember.
I hear a lot of people are getting Airbnbs up north, or something.
And apparently Airbnb has kicked in, I think as of today, and they're offering free accommodation to evacuees.
Oh.
Now, I know we should say this is like a public service thing, but Bob, you mentioned there were some, honest places to actually donate if people want to help out in some small way.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, I don't know what they are off the top of my head besides the Red Cross.
There are many.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I'd have to do it off the top of my head, too. I wasn't thinking.
But a lot of private citizens are forming their own. I even know one singer, you know, up in northern New York who's done this. So they're everywhere. We just need to keep watching social media. This is where the good aspect of social media kicks in, you know. But what I think is interesting is you and I, entertainment world, we love it. But what is it doing to Hollywood now? You know, the backbone of our industry is threatened and productions have stopped.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now they're calling for a Jean Smart herself from Hacks. She just won a Golden Globe. She's calling for all the award shows to stop. Everyone's listening.
Yeah.
And as of today, I think the only award show that is happening is the Grammys, which is scheduled for February 2nd. It's still on. But the Oscar nominations will be delayed, and the Critics' Choice Awards have been canceled for now, and we'll see where we go. But, you know, it's an act of just honoring the legacy of everyone suffering, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, or at least just celebrate? Like saying, hey, let's take a pause here. The show will go on, but can we just take care of this first?
Apparently, there was an Apple store that had a big sign that said closed due to bad weather. I love that. So people now are starting to draw these parallels to this disaster and to COVID, which I think is really interesting. NPR came out with that. And because people are falling, well, I'm sure out there it's a different kind of dynamic, but people are falling into that kind of desperate, everything's quiet on the street.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is very reverential to the fact that this is so serious that, you know, they could perish any moment. I read that at Santa Anita Race Park on Sunday, hundreds arrived to be given donated goods. Piles of water, clothing, food, 2,000 hot dogs were served on site. Have either one of you ever been to Santa Anita Raceway?
No. Nope.
It's absolutely spectacular.
Really?
Horse racing. And it's huge. It's absolutely massive. And it's between Arcadia and Pasadena near the Arboretum, or the Rose Arboretum. It's absolutely beautiful.
Is that where they did the movie Let It Ride?
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out in our trivia. But this is bringing up now an affordability crisis. You know, like I said before, a lot of these homes are generational. You know, when I worked at the Malibu Racquet Club, one of our guests, one of our members, was the whole Bridges family. And that meant Jeff, Bo, and Lloyd. Mm. And they were very fine tennis players. They'd come up and play. Their house went. This is gone, and it's been in their family for generations. Mm. It's so sad.
Oh, it went during this fire?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. But the entertainment industry, we hope it'll bounce back.
Sure, of course it will.
Will they stay strong?
Yeah. Will it stay strong? Mm. I'm sure it will, yeah. I mean, you know, the production community in Los Angeles was already suffering from a slowdown. You know, places are going to have to rebuild. A lot of people that work in production have lost their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is going to be on hold until some things get figured out. And hopefully there's federal assistance, state assistance that'll get all these people back on their feet and not let anyone slip through the cracks. They're going to have to figure out, you know, how they're going to rebuild, where they're going to rebuild, if they can rebuild, or if their insurance will even kick in. Because, as we know, a lot of these houses were like $10,000 in 1978, and through the years, they've now that 10,000 that little 800 square foot house is $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the market's a little nutty. And I'm not even going to go into that. But you really have to figure out, you know, how much is the actual bundle of wood and plumbing and stuff like that going to, you know, cost to rebuild.
And
it's not necessarily, you know, what the assessed value was. It's wood.
But, you know, it's never going to be the same. It's like next week I'm doing a show about classical music. It's never going to be the same since COVID.
Yeah.
It's changed. Everything's changing. Those people in Paradise, California, you know, that lost their homes in 2018, many of them rebuilt and another fire came through. You know,
And a lot of people rebuilt elsewhere, too.
And, you know, I'd live in California in a heartbeat if I could. I'd actually risk it. I might not go to Malibu and Pacific Palisades, but, you know, there are other areas. You know, I called my friend Howard J. Smith, who was a screenwriter in Hollywood and a published author. He's been on my show several times, and I asked him for a quote, and he came up with something quite wonderful. He said, this is Howard J. Smith, "The firestorm that devastated Los Angeles is deeply tragic and not yet over. So very many lives have been disrupted, and it will take an immense effort before there is anything that resembles normal again. But just as Southern California recovered from the earthquakes of the early 90s and the Rodney King riots, so too will the arts return as part of the healing process. Now, that quote is from Howard J. Smith. He now lives in Santa Barbara. He actually had to mark himself as safe because, guess what? The winds were shifting. Mm. He's a screenwriter and author of his most recent book, Violetta and Verdi. I mean, this is what, but this again is what I love. Mm-hmm. The positivity of the Californians who, as I said in my intro, we all want to go live there because of the weather. And maybe by all wanting to go there,
it's the best place to be a weatherman. It's 72 and dry again. Yeah. Again.
we've sabotaged it with just overbuilding and yes, inflation. And
that has a lot to do with it.
But Hollywood, we have to hold it most dear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, of course, they will rebuild and hopefully they'll do it better this time.
And maybe somebody will do a dystopian movie about fire.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're ready for that. And I think we're really ready for concrete homes and fire-resistant materials. I mean, wouldn't you?
Well, hurricane-resistant, fire-resistant, this-resistant, that-resistant. Yeah, just because, you know, the wood it's not the best, you know, especially
and
in the
so
South.
Many
you
homes
have
are, yeah.
you're the wood homes that get blown over, you know, your trailer parks that, you know, attract the tornadoes, and you know those could be built out of cinder blocks, and you just see all the stuff built out of wood just getting scattered all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the Midwest, it's your house gets scattered. In Florida, your house gets flooded. And you know, in L.A., your house, you know, catches fire. So, yeah, things definitely got to change.
They've got to change. Wow. Well, I think it's great talking about this. I think it's great raising everyone's awareness. I mean, and we all need to turn our attention to funding, you know, something out there that we can all donate to and turn our attention to California. I know Mr. Trump doesn't like California and tends to just leave it. And I'm hoping that the rest of us can actually step in and support her because she is vital. She is as vital to America as the word Hollywood.
Yeah.
And Matt, thanks for coming and talking about this. And Bob, you too. I mean, it's such a tragic day in Los Angeles. We are with you. I promise. We will always be with you when we love Hollywood. And everyone, if you'll also bear in mind, we've got one of my ex-guests, Laura Downs, a musician with a conscience for social injustice and finding peace in this amazing United States. She's performing this Wednesday at Joe's Pub in New York City at 7 p.m. Maybe something we want to take in and think about LA because she's a Californian herself. All right. Matt, thanks for being on the show. Bob,
all right.
Thanks for the input.
You
I
betcha.
Appreciate it. To all my listeners out there, stay safe. This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is now down on Center Stage.